Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Holy Quran described his final book with different adjectives. One of the adjectives that Allah gave to this book is shifa'un lima fi sudur. Quran is healing for the people's diseases, for heart diseases. The sudur or sadr, which is literally was translated to chest, in Islamic terminology was defined as a level, one of the layers of the spirit and the soul of human being, the place of people's emotion, behavior and habits. So if you have bad habits, if you have bad behavior, bad attitude, Allah said Quran is a healing for this problem. It's not the medicine, because medicine sometimes could work, sometimes it doesn't. But in this case, the healing is the Quran. And that's in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala complaining in Quran multiple times about people's lack of attention to our Quran. Allah, when complaining in Quran, Allah doesn't say that why people don't recite Quran. Allah said, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ. Why you don't reflect on Quran? Tadabbur of the Quran, reflection on Quran, is something that our scholars differentiate between that and tafsir of Quran. Because sometimes we hear the word tadabbur, reflect. So how we have to reflect? Oh, go find the tafsir of Al-Mizan or any other tafsir and start reading. That means reflection. Tafsir and tadabbur are two different categories. Tafsir is something that basically a person who's a scholar, who has a knowledge of it, you go and based on one approach. It could be based on Irfani approach, mysticism. It could be based on philosophy, a philosophical approach to tafsir of Quran. It could be literally looking at each single word of the Quran. A different way of approach to the tafsir of Quran. But the tafsir, what you have to do is basically use those knowledge of that you have, plus your rationality, plus the remaining traditions that we have from Ahlul Bayt and Prophet, and be able to offer a tafsir of Quran. But what is tadabbur, that Allah said, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ, is the more reflection that when you look at the verse of the Quran and you understand and you apply, it's a deeper level. So tafsir is just a fikr, it's just a tafakkur, thinking, knowledge. But tadabbur is the knowledge plus belief. When you know something and actually you apply it. So Allah said, a lot of people read Quran, they write tafsir of Quran, but when it comes to a moment of reflection, belief, that's the time that a lot of people have weaknesses. So Allah said, have that level, not the tafsir alone, tadabbur. Recite the Quran, understand the occasion of revelation, understand why the verse was here, understand the history behind the verse of the Quran. But most important part is that you have to reflect, which is unfortunate part that we forget. Why we forget? Because it's a personal responsibility. The moment when you look at the tafsir, alhamdulillah, each year, every year, you see a new tafsir, was it started or was it finished? Many tafsir, tafsir al-Nur, tafsir al-Burhan, tafsir al-Mizan, tafsir Namuna, many of the tafsir are finished. So we do a lot of work on tafsir, alhamdulillah, and still our scholars are doing it. When it comes to recitation, alhamdulillah, you know, every masjid, every mosque of us, we have classes on Saturdays, every day, those who are more devoted to Quran, they bring teachers to their own houses and they teach them Quran. In those aspects, alhamdulillah, we have good activities. But when it comes to tadabbur, it's not something public. That's the reason it's problematic. Because when it comes to tafsir, it's a group work, it's a personal work, it's something that you offer to public. You write it for others. But when it comes to this part, which is tadabbur, is you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is you and Quran. You open the Quran, you read the Quran, and you see if the Quran can touch your heart or not. Be aware of this. At the same time, we think about every verse. We understand why this verse was here. Ask ourselves how this verse affects me. How? It's very important. I said this before. We know the verse of Quran. We read, وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةٍ لُمَزَةٍ. Allah said, curse upon those people who are looking for people's shortcomings, for people's mistakes, for people's problem, and they reveal it. Humazah and lumaza, humazah and lumaza are the same kind of meaning. It's basically revealing people's problem and shortcoming and mistakes. One is revealing by your tongue, one is revealing with your face. We know that, and still we see that kind of problems, the lack of reflection. No matter how many valuable ayah you know, how many golden message and hadith of the Prophet Ahlul Bayt you know, as long as there is no application, there will be no benefit. It's like that you have all the medicine, you put it in a jar, you don't use it.